Okay, good morning, everybody. So continuing on in our discussion, we'll wrap up today with the question of Riboy Nashim. So we talked about the Rambam Lashitaso, the idea of Pilakshim being included to the consternation of the Ravid, but the Rambam maintains that this is, you know, a Kinyan Yichud, and therefore, even though there's no Ksuba and there's no Kiddushin, nonetheless, this is a unique bond. And we explained that this is consistent with the Rambam Hilchos Ishus as well, when the Rambam says that Be'ila outside of Kiddushin is the Nisa Daraisa of Kadesha, but he adds in those words, L'shem Znus, and this certainly isn't L'shem Znus if there's a special, you know, Kinyan Yichud that exists. And I'd like to explain that there's another dimension of the Rambam L'shitasa, which caused the Kesef Mishnah a bit of consternation. A psak halach of the Rambam right here. Lo yarbe lo nashim v'piyashmo, lo amdu shul keach ad shmonesre nashim, be nashim v'plag shem akol shmonesre, v'im hosif achas uve'ala loke, v'yesh l'gari shlisa acharis tachazo, she's allowed to do gerushin, even though the Gemara says it kama kasha gerushin, that they were matir David Yichud with Avishag, but you know, gerushin is always like a last resort, but he can do so. So the Kesef Mishnah doesn't really understand. He says v'mosiv achasu ba'ala loke, says, you know, why do you have to have bia? Maybe it's just a din in the kiddushin itself. So he says it's a real tzarachian. Melacha Mishnah, I think, very astutely comments, no, the whole mechayiv of Riboy Nashim is v'lo yasu levavo, and the yalo yasu levavo is in shayach until you have, the ma'isabia, which is sort of what creates that bond and makes him vulnerable to her influence, her wiles, her machinations, ayin, shimshon, and delila, which I think is absolutely true. And he brings a raya from the context of the kahuna, the almana zona grusha chalala, by the Kohen Gadol, the Grusha Zona V'Chalala, and there, again, the Gemara determines that the Ma'isabi is essential. There, it's a special din V'lo Yechalel, you know, to trigger that particular. So here, don't have that, but he says in parallel, the Lecha Mishnah says in parallel, even if you don't have here L'lo Yechalel, what you certainly do have is V'lo Yasur Levavo, which is going to be Taloi in the Ma'isabi. I totally agree with Lecha Mishnah, L'lobati, you know, L'ora, L'hosif. So I could just say that that is the whole argument that we've been making the whole time for the Rambam. That's why it makes perfect sense to say the Isser Riboy Nashim is Shaykh to Pilagshim as well. Not just the Pilagshim are sort of quasi-Nashim, they don't have Ksuba Kiddusha, they do have a Kinyan Yichud, but the whole idea is that the Riboy Be'ilos, Bia, is what's threatening to him. So if there's a Heter Bia, so that should be included as well. Memela, L'shitas HaRambam, so that's a chumrah that pilagshim count, but there's also a kula, because he's not, if he quote unquote marries somebody else, but he doesn't actually have a ma'isabia, he's not going to yet be chayiv malchus for the violation of the law, because it's the ma'isabia which is meisir eslibo mikol vakol.